Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're talking about efforts in space here. Now, apparently, there was this NASA executive hired last April to guide the strategy for returning astronauts to the moon by 2024. He has now resigned after just, 6 weeks. Mark Sarangelo was named a special assistant to NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, and he left the agency as NASA abandoned a reorganization plan due to a chilly reception on Capitol Hill. So they're basically saying this guy left because of internal strife and dwindling congressional support for the Lunar Initiative. So apparently lawmakers rejected NASA's proposal to create a separate directorate within the space agency to oversee future lunar missions and ultimately develop human exploration of Mars. Well, I'm a big fan of the space program. I had the great pleasure and honor of being a participant in it all those years ago. But at this point, I have to say, why go back to the moon? We've already been there. And I'm opposed to this idea of a lunar base as some kind of a stepping stone to the outer solar system because of the cost of deorbiting onto the lunar surface and then launching from the lunar surface back into orbit. It's going to take a lot of fuel. To me, it just really doesn't make a lot of sense. The only reason a lunar base makes sense is if there's something on the moon that we can mine that is worth the trouble of bringing it back to Earth. I don't know, maybe rare earth elements. And maybe a return to the moon is justified as a prospecting trip to see, you know, what's there that we could make money on. But other than that, we know that our current International Space Station has a limited lifespan. We should be looking at a new replacement for that. That's going to be your jump-off point to go to the outer planets. So, if NASA's looking for a replacement for this guy, I'm available, by the way. I'll even give up that idea about having the ground crews dress up as monkeys when the spacecraft come back to Earth. Over in Russia, apparently their space sector is dealing with a massive amount of corruption. And I remember back when the space race was first getting underway and everybody involved in it, they were filled with that sense of purpose. National pride, science, getting on out there. These days, unfortunately, it's just another industry, and there are problems. And apparently, Russia's space sector is at the heart of a staggering embezzlement scheme that has dampened ambitions of recovering its Soviet-era greatness. Now, Moscow has tried for years to fix the industry. It's bounced back from its post-Soviet collapse, but apparently there's been a series of just had a comment from one of our people on the control feed saying, "How about astronomical observation from the far side of the moon that gets the light pollution to go away?" Yes, it does, and also you could do radio telescopes on the far side of the moon, get away from the interference from Earth. So that would be two reasons, or a reason to go back to the moon. Anyway, we're talking about the Russian space sector, and they've got these massive corruption scandals at Roscosmos that have basically eclipsed its plans to launch new rockets and lunar stations. They're saying basically billions of rubles are being stolen. And apparently Roscosmos has been under investigation for something like 5 years, and it's not going on. That's a shame to see. That is absolutely a shame to see. Okay. Now, this one, I think, crosses a little bit of a line. Up in Canada, in Ontario, they're considering legislation that would criminalize public displays of faith for Christmas. And the people pushing for this, they're talking about, you know, we're multicultural, we have to have equality. But cultural Marxism inevitably restricts the rights of some to pave the way for the rights of others. And apparently, pardon me, Christians are facing increased adversity in Canada as of late, but the newly proposed legislation would make it a crime to publicly express one's faith during Christmas. It would, under the new proposed legislation, it would be illegal for Christians to make any public displays that are deemed hateful to Muslims, LGBT people, and other victim groups as designated by the left. The bill has been dubbed the Prohibiting Hate Promoting Demonstrations at Queen's Park Act 2019 as part of Canada's anti-hate laws and would give the government complete freedom to ban all things Christian. Now, I wonder if they're going to ban Jewish displays of their faith during Hanukkah, or if they're going to ban Muslim displays of faith. It does seem like Christianity is under attack these days. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in Alabama, they have this popular children's cartoon that was being shown on public television. It's called Arthur, and apparently they had an episode that revolved around a same-sex marriage ceremony, and the public TV station basically said, no, we're not going to air this. This was the 22nd season premiere, and it featured the same-sex wedding of Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, and another male named Patrick. And Alabama's public television station took a great deal of heat for this, a lot of abuse, but they're standing firm on their ground. There are just certain things they don't feel are appropriate to children, and I would agree. I would absolutely agree. Okay, now the Mormon Church has reached financial settlements with four Native Americans who were raped while in church foster care program. Mormons who are required to tithe 10% of their income to keep their temple recommend deserve to know what their donations are being used for. And I'm mentioning this for all those who think I only pick on the Catholics when it comes to clergy sex abuse. Okay. I guess this is the new trend. Apparently, over in Washington, D.C., in the Congressional Cemetery in Southeast Washington, and this is a more than two-century-old site whose headstones stand in tribute to some of the district's most notable residents, from John Philip Sousa to Marion Barry. And apparently, it is now being used to host goat yoga. And apparently, this is an activity that pairs meditative poses with what amounts to basically being, I guess, a petting zoo. Now, the concept originated in 2016 in Oregon at a birthday party, and it just took off from there. It went viral. Goat yoga. It's kind of silly there. Okay. Apparently, all last year, seismic sensors detected strange low-frequency ripples all over the world. And scientists have finally figured out what's going on. There is the birth of a unique submarine volcano near a French island located between Africa and Madagascar. And they're saying that this is what sent the ripples out there. Even though they were detecting these low-frequency ripples thousands of kilometers away from the discovered developing volcano. So this baby submarine volcano is situated 50 kilometers away from the tiny French island of Mayotte, and they think it's linked to a series of mysterious earthquakes. This is coming from the National Geographic. Okay, over in Colorado, their Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, has ruled that a sniff by a pot-detecting dog requires probable cause and does not justify a search. Now, as you know, Colorado's become very liberal with their laws about marijuana, but apparently there's still an enforcement out there. And there was a concern with people just walking, you know, through a crowd, having the dog sniff at everybody. And the Colorado Supreme Court is saying, no, you can't do that. You have to have probable cause to have the dog do the sniff. Over in Texas, they're getting ready to ban all red light cameras. I'm sure that's going to be good news for all those Texas drivers. And those red light cameras, they're all about generating revenue. They do not, in fact, improve traffic safety. And certainly in terms of the speed cameras, they're not always all that accurate. And part of the problem is that the companies running these cameras get part of the revenue. So they have an incentive to sort of tune them a little, shall we say, tight. But Texas is going to ban all the red light cameras. And so all you Texas drivers, be good now, or they'll come back. Now, a lot of people are concerned about our drinking water. I think it's become an issue ever since the Flint, Michigan crisis occurred. And people want to know that what's coming out of that faucet is actually safe to drink. And more, we're discovering that, no, that may not be the case. We're looking at industrial runoff that is not removed by the water treatment plants. We're looking at massive amounts of pharmaceuticals going into the sewage system that are not removed by the processing plant. And apparently, in areas where the water is being fluoridated, basically what they're using for the fluoride is unprocessed toxic waste. And America is one of very few developed countries that fluoridates its water. Just 5% of the world's population consumes fluoridated water, and more people in America drink it than in all other nations combined, and it is causing harm to our health. And that's because the fluoride chemicals that are placed in our drinking water are actually unprocessed toxic waste products, and it's been that way since the very beginning. And generally, it is pollutants captured from the phosphate fertilizer industry in Florida, or chemical imports that come from China, known for a lack of regulation and adulteration. The chemicals aren't purified before they're added to drinking water, and it's not all unusual for them to contain significant amounts of heavy metals like arsenic, mercury, and lead. Now, we're lucky here in Hawaii. They stopped fluoridation back in the 1990s, and we don't have to worry about that. So, anyway, over in Africa, there's serious concern about the Ebola outbreak. Right now, it's running about a 60% mortality rate. They're basically describing it as out of control. They can't get around it. They can't keep people who've been exposed under control. It's a conflict area. People are moving a lot. And even worse, the indigenous population don't trust the medical workers. And apparently villagers in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed a health worker engaged in the fight against a major Ebola outbreak and looted the treatment center. part of the population of Vusahiro Village in the health sector of Mabalako, North Kivu, rose up and attacked the local team fighting back against Ebola. A hygiene agent in the team for the prevention and control of infections died of his injury during the transfer to the hospital. So apparently in a separate incident, the triage center at Valumba in the Butembo health sector was vandalized overnight Saturday to Sunday. That's just going to make things a lot more difficult. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Chris in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Fluoridation, and I can think much more clearly. A lot more is on my mind now that I'm learned about how to avoid it and how to fight it. You mentioned that the additives being added is not just fluoride, it's the industrial waste. And you're from the phosphate mining, and it says that on the annual water quality analysis for whatever municipality is, of yours is. But here in Pinellas County, Florida, it says for fluoride that the, quote, likely source of contamination, which it doesn't even claim that it's a nutrient, but says it's a contaminant, likely source of contamination is, quote-unquote, discharge from aluminum and fertilizer factories. Long ago, they stopped using aluminum-based fluoride, sodium or stannous fluoride, which is the pharmaceutical grade, that still is not ingestible, but it's the second most toxic form of fluoride. There are three forms of fluoride that, they vary in toxicity. The only naturally occurring form of fluoride is never used. That's calcium fluoride. Then there's, as I mentioned, the sodium and stannous fluoride from aluminum manufacturer, and that's what a lot of municipalities started using originally, and some still do, a few of them do. But it's a lot cheaper to go with the most toxic form and most commonly used. That's silicofluorides, also known as fluorosilicates, that include, as you mentioned, hundreds of toxins, including heavy metals and radioactive isotopes. And you can check that out on the material safety data sheet for your municipality's waterworks. So that's really the elephant in the room, Mike, that you struck on, that it's not just fluoride, it's various fluoride. And it's causing so many different kinds of cancer. Luckily here we were able in Pinellas County to stop it in 2011, but then they reintroduced it in 2013. Because it was contrary a supermajority. It was the first time we ever had a majority, let alone a supermajority, show up at the county commission meeting opposing it, and yet they still voted it in. They reinstituted it due to two new county commissioners who ran on that platform that they would bring it to a vote. But there's also the fact that a crime against humanity and a war crime to deprive a civilian population of a needed resource, and that's contrary to the prohibitions of Nuremberg principles, the Helsinki rules, Geneva Conventions, and Hague Conventions. So these are all points that you can bring in front of your city council and county commission, and hopefully they'll start to see that there's a really good reason that we drink bottled water, and I'm sure you on the commission or the council do too, if you ask them for a show of hands. So, that's really something that it's industrial waste, and it would be illegal to dump into the water supplies or emit through their smokestacks without the wet scrubbers to somewhat trap or filter the air. But it's completely legal to just add to our water supply under the misnomer, under the pretext of fluoridation. Now, once our county reinstituted, they stopped buying it from Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company, as they had been, but then started buying it from China so they could save $70,000 per year. So, might say
okay. Well, Chris, thank you for the education here. I'm going to have to let you go, though. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, I don't want to come across like General Jack D. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove, but you needed to realize that water is essential to keeping your body healthy. And this idea that maybe the water that is coming out of the taps, or for that matter, even the bottled water, we don't know how good their filters are. Water that comes from a natural spring, obviously, is preferable. But a lot of the bottled water that's sold at the supermarket is just city water. They run it through some additional filters, and they may add some electrolytes for flavor. But we don't know what's in there either. So we have to be very, very careful. So we're looking at this story. This is coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain, and it's talking about how rivers are becoming contaminated with dangerous levels of antibiotics. And they're saying that some of the world's most famous waterways are polluted with up to 300 times the safe limit of common drugs. And researchers found that dangerous levels of the drugs, including those used to treat skin and urinary tract infections throughout the world's waterways, almost two-thirds of rivers across 72 different countries tested positive for 14 commonly used antibiotics. And that, of course, is going to speed the process of the superbugs, pathogens which have evolved to be resistant to antibiotics. What a mess this is. Okay. One of the things that a lot of people talk about is how American food manufacturers are allowed to use additives and chemicals that are banned in pretty much the rest of the world. And this particular article is talking about bread. This is in The Guardian. And it says that in America, a loaf of bread can contain ingredients with industrial applications, additives that appear in things like yoga mats, pesticides, hair straighteners, explosives, and petroleum products. And some of these chemicals are used as optional whiteners, dough conditioners, and rising agents may be harmful to human health. But hey, as long as it's making money, you know, that's all that really matters here in the United States. Potassium bromate, a potent oxidizer that helps bread rise, has been linked to kidney and thyroid cancer in rodents. And I'm going to see if I can get this next one. Azotocarbonamide, a chemical that forms bubbles in foams and plastics like vinyls, is used to bleach and leaven dough. But when baked, it too has been linked to cancer in lab animals. We live in a country where manufacturers are allowed to sell dangerous and toxic products. And as long as they make money and pay taxes, they're allowed to do that. Okay, let's talk about Mount Everest. Mount Everest has become an adventure tourist destination. And apparently quite a few people have died during this climbing season. And I was looking at the photo of that last run up to the peak, and it was just jam-packed with people. You know, all these people who want to say they got to the top of Everest. And there are all these companies that will take you up there for a fee, and I think it's something like $20,000. But apparently most of the deaths have been attributed to exhaustion and tiredness, exacerbated because a crowded route to and from the summit has led to dangerous delays. Now, seasoned Sherpa have told how there are now more inexperienced climbers than ever scaling the peak. Some do not even know how to put their shoes on, but they're fighting and shoving for selfies as they get to the summit. So it means everyone waiting to scale the final stretch of the mountain is spending more time than they should with limited oxygen supplies at the very top. Now, this is extraordinarily dangerous because you're in what's called the death zone, which is you're so high in the atmosphere that you can start getting edema, serious edema. You can get cerebral blood clots. You can get problems with your lungs. It's not Disneyland, and it shouldn't be treated like Disneyland. Now, getting to base camp was once on my bucket list, but I have no illusions that I could handle climbing a mountain. I think, you know, the last time I climbed a mountain was like 35, 40 years ago, and it wasn't that big a mountain. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phone lines now to Jeff in Michigan. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Yeah, in regards to this debacle in Nepal, or is that where that was taking place with the assault on summit of Everest?
Everest is on the border with Nepal and China.
Yeah, it was like just totally obscene that they would allow that many people to assault the summit of Everest with little hope of surviving that.
Well, the vast majority of them do survive, and they do come on down, and they get bragging rights and selfies to share for the rest of their lives. But I think, they overcrowded the top. And as a result, it's created an unsafe situation because due to the lack of air pressure, you need to basically get up to that summit and then get back down as fast as you can, or you start getting into some serious medical issues. And because of the traffic jam up there, they're saying that traffic jam is responsible for some of these deaths of people who are just stuck there way too long, above the death zone.
Yeah, so it's like another example of the total corruption of mankind for money.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you, because when you look at some of the people who've died, like this American lawyer, he was 62 years old. And I'm sorry, I don't care what kind of shape you're in. What is a 62-year-old doing up on the top of Everest?
Exactly.
Some of these tour guide companies, they're taking reckless chances with some of these people. They're letting people up on the mountain who shouldn't be there. Again, it's an ugly situation. I mean, you know,
what a sad state of affairs for the state of mankind that they sacrifice people for money. This is totally unbelievable. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, in my opinion, if you were going to summit Everest, at the most, you would be like about 35 years of age where you were in your prime.
Yes.
And if you weren't there, then you should be denied the attempt.
I agree. There should be, you know, a doctor right there at base camp looking at all these people and saying, you know, you're okay to climb, you're not okay to climb.
Yeah, but just not even with the doctor's recommendation or authorization, based on your age, I would say that there should be a cutoff at that point, because, well, you and I both know that you're in your prime at that age, and after that, you're on your way down, and you should not be attempting such a thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I lay the blame at the fault of these companies that are running these tours up to the top of Everest. They are getting a lot of money for it. And I think they're not exercising enough care and discretion for some of these people to go up there. And again,
yes,
the vast majority of people make it up there and back. But there have been a few deaths this year. And
yes,
most of them are on the way back down, when they're exhausted and they take a misstep.
Yep, I would agree. And, you know, hopefully sometime people would, you know, come to the conclusion that we need to have, you know, something where we, you know, have this, you know, conclusion that, you know, things aren't possible for everyone.
Yeah.
It's only for a certain time frame.
When you get older, you come to realize that. I mean, there's a lot of things I used to do. I know I can't do them anymore. And that's going hand in hand with the realization that I've accumulated a lot of junk over the years that I'm going to have to get rid of before we move. But, you know, it's fun to think about Everest and look at the photos. I remember, I think it was a gentleman from Japan, literally skied down Everest. He carried a set of skis up to the peak, and then he basically skied back down that flat flank, and he shot a video of it, which I think may still be on YouTube. That's kind of cool stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of bodies up there that have never been brought down. They finally found Robert Mallory's body. It would be nice one day if they find his Sherpa and see if the Sherpa still has the camera. And it would settle the question once and for all, did Mallory die on his way up to the peak or after he had successfully summited in Everest and he died, as so many do, on the way down?
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mike. I just want to make that point there.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. And, yeah, it's not Disneyland. It's Mount Everest. And it's very, very dangerous. Okay. So getting on back to the news, apparently Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has declared a state of emergency in several Ohio counties. Montgomery, Greene, and Mercer counties, all of which have suffered serious damage following severe weather this week, are covered by the declaration. Emergency state services have already begun providing aid in the afflicted areas, but more long-term assistance may be necessary to help the counties recover. if you are in that part of the country, keep your eyes out the window. Now, Claire and I were talking about this a little while ago about dealing with tornadoes, and Claire was saying, you know, at least you can see the tornado coming. And I said, for at most, you know, 3 to 5 minutes. It's not like a hurricane where you get days and days of warnings and you can prepare for it. Of course, it's better than an earthquake, which hits without any warning whatsoever. So we've been through all of it. We had a tornado here about 4 years ago that touched down just on the street outside our home, and it ripped up a tree. Yes, we get tornadoes here in Hawaii. They're not as big as they are on the mainland, but we get them, and we get water spouts. And yes, we get hurricanes. And yes, we've had at least one big quake since we moved here, along with a volcano eruption. Okay, the latest USDA report signals nightmare scenario for Midwest crops. And they're talking about this historic flooding that has stretched on for months. Many farmers have not been able to plant crops at all, and a lot of the crops that have been planted are deeply struggling. And that means that U.S. agricultural production is going to be way, way down this year, and you all need to be aware of that. And start stocking up now, and just understand the farmers are facing this nightmare scenario. If you have room for it, you might want to think about getting a chest freezer, a deep freezer in your garage, and just load it up. And it's rather amazing that we're seeing zero coverage of this in the corporate media. And they should be warning everybody, get ready for food shortages, because it's going to happen. Okay. Let's see. Tulsi Gabbard is back in the news. In fact, she was just on Fox News a little while ago, basically saying that, you know, it's time to call out the chicken hawks in both parties, the people who drove us to war for a profit. And she's absolutely correct. War is big business for the war business. And so if you have members of Congress who are heavily invested in the defense contractors, they're going to push for war because it means they themselves make more money. And I know there's supposed to be a presidential blind trust, which we know was abused by Clinton. I think that when we look at the blueprint for the new America, all members of Congress should be the same deal. Their wealth goes into a blind trust so it doesn't influence their decisions. Because they're going to be voting their wallets. Remember back in 2008 when they voted through TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program? They weren't doing that for the American people. They were doing it for their own stock portfolios. Remember that photo of Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them just laughing their heads off? That they'd save their own stock portfolio at taxpayer expense is basically what happened. Okay. Over at Amazon, they're looking to start a purge of small suppliers. Apparently, they feel they've got too many suppliers, and they're looking at maybe trimming back a little bit. And this has a lot of people very, very nervous, who are small manufacturers, producers, and they sell primarily through Amazon. Over in Michigan, 200 private schools have closed in the last decade. Apparently, they have an education issue over there as well. And sorry to see it go. Okay. This is kind of an interesting story. Apparently, up in Canada, Microsoft and Facebook are going to intentionally interfere with Canada's election. And apparently, both Microsoft and Facebook have agreed to help boost the security of Canada's October election by removing fake accounts and cracking down on bots. Well, that sounds like a good thing to do rather than bad. But apparently last month, the Liberal government of Prime Minister Trudeau complained that the world's major social media companies were not doing enough to help combat potential foreign meddling in the vote, and said that Ottawa might have to regulate them. So, okay. So they're going to get in there as well here. A lot of people are still talking about privacy and cell phone data. And we're hearing that companies like AT&T, Apple, Samsung, they're taking the data that they collect from your phone as you drive around town, as you do, and they're selling it to marketing companies. And we consumers don't have any say over that. So I'm looking at this one article that came out of Government Slave saying that if regulators won't stop the sale of cell phone users' location data, consumers must. And apparently there was an investigation revealed how any cell phone user's real-time location can be obtained for $300. And apparently the pervasiveness of the practice is alarming. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Brian in Colorado. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Regarding the Colorado Supreme Court case that requires now a higher standard of probable cause before they can break out a drug detection dog, this would be in contradiction to the current federal Supreme Court case, U.S. versus Place. 1983, that allows officers to just routinely break out such a dog on any known drug trafficking corridor, which presumably would be any interstate highway that got you pulled over.
Okay.
And I think it's a pretty good thing because I don't think it's right that they can just routinely take a dog out and circle him. One officer said, your car is private property, but the air surrounding your car is not. And many of these officers will coach their dogs to signal a hit.
Yes.
So they can get in there.
That's been a big problem, where the dog isn't actually alerting to pod. He's just, you know, the handler is giving him a signal. And then once they have the alert from the dog, then they can move forward with the search of the vehicle.
And you'll see the dog is given a chew toy as a reward for this right on site.
Yes.
But, yeah, I would kind of like to see this go, this Colorado case go upstairs to the federal Supreme Court and perhaps enact a new ruling federally. Because it's pretty much wherever they want to do this, they can do it. Courts seem to back them up reliably on U.S. versus Place, 1983, regarding a cocaine charge. And I think what may be happening is that they're engineering these very cases years in advance because they knew that they were going to have a cocaine epidemic, and I think that they knew that they wanted to have the means to bust it as well as provide this cocaine, the Iran-Contra scandal and such.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Yeah, I want to talk about what happened with the EU with the Brexit, and I think that's a wake-up call for Europe because, you know, right now, what's going on with Europe is this a wake-up call. It's what's going to happen, I believe. The nationalists are going to take over back Europe because the plot that they've been trying to pull in that continent for the last 60 years is disgusting. And so I think that was a great thing to happen with France, you know, England. So we'll see how that plays out in with this election coming up. But, yeah, Michael, the thing that's really happening is we are totally being invaded here in the United States. We've had
yes.
cities going. We have cities now that are totally gone Hispanic. And I don't want to hear they're called, they're not Latin, they're Hispanic cities. Okay? And so I notice this is by design. I see what's going on in Texas. I see what's going on in Arizona. They're trying to flip those states blue, the Democrats. And until, like I told you months ago, until I see Trump arrest these Democrats for aiding and colluding with an illegal invasion of our country, I don't believe anything with our government.
Okay, Tom, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll come right back to you after these few words.
You got it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with Tom in Florida. We're talking about this slow motion invasion, both of Europe and here in the United States. And apparently this is happening. You know, certainly the Democrats like it because all the incoming illegal immigrants are going to vote Democrat. But as the EU elections over the weekend showed, people want to retain their unique cultural identity. They don't want to go in for this multiculturalism and this forced assimilation. it's almost like being attacked by the Borg. You will be assimilated. And people really don't like that. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. Michael, I would like to ask you, I heard that George Soros is wanted in like 10 or 12 countries. He can't go there. They'll arrest him. Is that true?
I know he's wanted in a few countries. I don't know how many or which ones they are. But that's true of a great many people like Henry Kissinger. There are countries he can't step foot in anymore because he's wanted for war crimes. So
I didn't know that. I didn't know about Kissinger. Wow. Well, I know Soros. This guy's one of the big sponsors of the invasion of Europe. I know he's a Hungarian. I know the Hungarian government don't want him nowhere around Hungary. So I'm just wondering what's going to happen with this character. I don't know why he don't get arrested by whoever's going to go arrest him, but he needs to be. I don't care how much money he's got. If he's breaking the law, he needs to be arrested. If these governments are saying this guy's a criminal, that's what he is. So,
well, I would agree with you. I mean, here in the United States of America, he's technically in violation of the USA Patriot Act because he's been using his money to fund groups that advocate violence in order to bring about a change in our political structure. And that is defined as an act of terror under the USA Patriot Act. But unfortunately, in the United States, if you have a lot of money, you don't get arrested.
Right, right. You know, Michael, in France, they have no-go zones with these Muslims in there, and Le Pen won. So we're going to see what she's going to do over the next year or so. I think it's going to be interesting. But I'm telling you, I believe the guy in Italy, Salvini, whatever, I think he's really going to clean the house with Italy. I think he's going to clean their clock out. He's going to deport a lot of people out of there. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be very, very interesting over the next year here or so. And then we'll see what the EU actually does. And I believe Farage is really going to straighten England out, hopefully. But,
we still need to get Theresa May out, and she's already vacillating about that. Angela Merkel has unresigned, so the old guard is trying to cling to power, so we'll see what happens there.
Right. Well, she's a Stasi. But anyway, Michael, one more thing. I don't know if you've been talking about this. I haven't really heard. Have you heard about what's going on with Rush today and all the Newsmax and all these other networks are talking, OAN, we're talking about Martin Luther King? Have you been following that story?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's been all over the news. It was on there yesterday, and today it was really broke big, where they have these secret tapes of J. Edgar Hoover on King, and it's like, man, this was explosive. I don't know if you had a chance to follow it, but it's getting to the point. Rush was talking about it for like an hour, and Newsmax has been talking about Breitbart, Matt Drudge. Drudge is, I think, the one who broke the story. But, man, if this is true about MLK, I think, you know what? We remember they're taking the Confederate statues down in monuments. What's going to happen with his?
I think I actually did catch a part of that story here. And, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody has a dark side. Anyway, listen,
right.
Tom,
great.
We're going to have to let you go. It's time to end this show and get on out of here and do useful things. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. And please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We really do need the help. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RB.